Welcome to the Curta Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Style Guide Guide, which has been released by Brad Frost. Now, I've got a link to the GitHub repository for this in the show notes, so please do check them out. Otherwise, just do a search for Brad Frost Style Guide Guide, and you'll find that there. So what is Style Guide Guide? Well, it's basically a boilerplate for creating your own custom style guide document or page. Basically, it's very much a boilerplate, and it's something that you should be owning yourself. So it's not something you'll clone down the repo and you'll pull from it regularly. It's something that if you do clone it down, I do recommend just blowing away the Git directory and creating your own Git repository inside it and managing it that way. So it basically gives you the structure and general layout and then some suggestions on how to implement your style guide. So it gives you the kind of like sections that you should be splitting things up in, like basically kind of like here's your components, here's your headings, stuff like that. But it doesn't define how you should actually include how you want to list your headings and colors and things like that. But it does provide suggestions and links to other resources that will give you inspiration to kind of like how you want to do it. So you still got this ability to make it your own. It's not super opinionated, but it works super well. So how does it work? Like, how do you work it? It uses Jekyll, which is a Ruby gem. So you may need Ruby on your system or just some way to use Jekyll through Ruby through some other way, maybe through Docker. But basically, Jekyll, static site generator, as long as you have the Jekyll gem installed, you can work with the project. So you just bring it down in from the root directory of your project, just run Jekyll serve, and it will boot up a web server for you, and you can just start making your changes. Now, Jekyll being a static site generator, it gives you all the options of including kind of like components or partials, so it makes it very easy to develop what you need to do, or basically what you need to build into your style guide. But that's essentially it. Very basic episode, but it's a good one. I really think this is a great idea, and if you're not doing style guides, I do definitely recommend doing them. If you're on more on the JavaScript side, though, I probably would recommend something more like React Storybook or something to complement that. But I'd love to know what your thoughts are. What do you use? Have you used this before? Found it using it? I'd really love to know. Send through a tweet to @CurtaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CurtaCatchUp@gmail.com. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section below. Or if you're listening in iTunes, go to CurtaCatchUp.com and comment on the particular episode. That's essentially it. No more from me. If you have any other questions, please let me know. I'm going to be doing another Q&A episode coming up soon, so send through any questions you have via a tweet or email. But that's it. We'll catch you in the next one.